Welcome to the Truth Bombs and Tea podcast. I'm your host, Tina Bindon. And we're looking in this episode about finding your purpose. And it's one of those things that is so bandied around, that's so talked about, that it's almost become something to slap onto a bumper sticker. But the truth is that finding your purpose is really important. So I'm going to go through today with you why that's so important, not just to our mental health, but a range of other things in our life, and step you through some tips to really help you hone in on that if you have not found it already. And if you have, these tips will help you to enhance what is going on in your life in terms of purpose. So, finding your purpose is really crucial. And that's not just some fluffy sort of self-help type situation. It's really the rocket fuel for your life. It's why you take the covers off and put your feet on the floor and get out of bed in the morning. At its core, purpose really is the backbone of, as I said, why you get up and more importantly, what you do between the time you put your feet on the floor and the time you sit back down on the bed in the evening and pull the covers back over. In modern terminology, I guess we could call it like your internal GPS or your Google Maps. So, as I touched on, purpose is really important for your mental health. Turns out, research has shown that people who have a defined purpose, whether that's a small purpose in terms of themselves or their family, or a really ginormous, great purpose like world peace, are just happier people. They're mentally tougher, they're more motivated, they're generally less likely to have an existential crisis or become depressed or anxious. So that in itself shows you how important it is. It also helps you with resilience. When you have a purpose, when life throws obstacles in your path, as it inevitably does to us all, it's that voice in your head that says, yeah, this is not a great situation, but I'm going to push through anyway. So here's where most people maybe falter a little bit. They think that purpose and passion are kind of interchangeable terms, and that's not correct. Just because you're passionate about, you know, knitting beanies for your cat does not mean you should then, you know, open up an online store to do that. So purpose is bigger. It is kind of like a golden thread that runs through everything that you do. In fact, if you kind of reflect on the things that you tend to do just naturally, you'll find that is your purpose, really. So we're going to step through a little bit of that now so that you can use some tools, ideas, and frameworks to really help you uncover your purpose. And we start with uncovering your values. And core values are those things where you will plant your flag on the hill and you will die for them. Well, maybe not literally, but you certainly know your values are something that you stand for. And once you know what you stand for, you are able to distinguish what you stand against, the things that don't work for you. Okay. So it's a little bit like an archaeological dig. Instead of unearthing 5,000 year old pottery, though, we unearth those things that really mean something to us. Okay. So we start by asking ourselves, you know, when are those times in our life where we felt like we were on Einstein time, you know, that time felt infinite and it stood still and we were engaged and we felt alive? Was it like when you were planning a project, maybe your daughter's wedding, you were doing an itinerary for a travel experience with friends, maybe you were helping someone through a really hard time, maybe you were experimenting in the kitchen and came up with your family's most beloved recipe. Just jot these things down when you felt the most expansive, when time kind of became irrelevant, and when you were really absorbed. And there's also this sense when you're engaged in something that is really aligned to you that it's easy. You know, it's not a struggle. Everything flows. It's in that flow state. So write those down. Okay. The next tool or exercise that I have, which will really be helpful in finding your purpose, is if you imagine that your life is a movie and, you know, you're the creator, the director, the producer. So you want to make it a blockbuster. Okay. So what would you be doing in this movie? Like, if you were the protagonist, the hero, what is it that you would be pursuing? What would you be standing for in this movie? We know that in the best movies where we become engaged, the hero, you know, sets out on this journey and then they come across some challenges. Sometimes it's life challenges, other times it's physical people that are the quote unquote baddies. But what you want to do is think about what you would stand for. You know, if the audience was watching, what would make them boo? What would make them cheer? What are the themes that are coming up? Is it about, you know, family or adventure or justice? Write those down. They're not just parts of an imaginary script. They're indicators of your personal values. So look at the people that you admire as well. This is tip number three. So you usually admire people that, you know, display some values that are really important to you. Maybe it is your grandparents' wisdom. Perhaps it's a friend that's going through a really hard time, like a divorce or a chronic illness, and they do so with, you know, courage and grace. Maybe you have a boss that knows how to lead with fairness and inclusivity. So we often respect in others what we want to reflect or what we hold as a value. So write that down as well. So now comes the part where the rubber hits the road. Do your daily choices, whether that's, you know, your career, things that happen within that field, your friendship groups, what you do in your downtime, do these things align with the values that you've just pulled out of those three exercises that I gave you? It's no judgment. It's just about being aware. The more your decisions line up with those values, those core values, the more purpose and fulfillment you have in your life. So if you look at those and you think, you know, ye gods, my life, my choices don't reflect hardly anything of these, in some ways that's good news, because then you can now be aware that's probably why you don't feel on purpose and you feel like you are a bit directionless, and you can now reclaim that by allowing those values to guide and shape your decisions moving forward from here. If you look at that and you think, wow, you know, like I do, most of this is in alignment, well, then that's good news too, because that means that you're innately following your purpose and you can feel that and you can just tweak it a little bit. So there might be some values that you look at and you think, oh, look, I'm covering 70%, but, you know, I could do a little bit more when it comes to honesty in relationships or at work or setting a few more boundaries or whatever it may be. So right now you've had three exercises and you have your core values, and it's just a matter of now adjusting. Maybe you need to do a fair bit of adjustment over time, or perhaps you don't need to do much more than a little tweak or a polish. Okay. So that's your values. Now we look at skills and passions. So Skills and passions are two different things. Skills can be learned and trained. Passions are something that's innately fills you up. So let's get real about your skills. Not the ones that are just on your resume that you may have, you know, exaggerated slightly to get that job. But really the strengths, the tasks that make people say to you, how do you do that? You know, that seems so easy for you. Or those things that you look at people struggling with and you think, oh, I really want to help that person because this is so easy for me. Like, why is it so hard for that person to do this? They're your strengths, okay? So yes, you can curate your skills, the things that you've been trained on. But what I really want you to focus on are those things that come naturally. Maybe you can, walk into a room and basically be talking to everyone and everyone thinks that you're their bestie for the restie after, you know, an hour. Your people skills are strong. Maybe you have organisational skills that are off the charts, that you can look at any sort of system and see where, you know, the broken bits are and how to improve things. Maybe you can hold a lot of information in your mind and then share it in a really simple way. These are strengths, things that you find easy that other people find difficult. So think about those things that people do mention to you that seem to come easily, or they compliment you and say things like, oh my gosh, your style, you know, can you come over to my house and help me with my decorating? Because everything that you have here, I love, you know, and you seem to do it easily. Also think about what people ask you to help them with. Maybe they'll never come to ask you to help them write a book, but they would come to ask you to help them plan a party. What activities, as I mentioned before, make you lose track of time? It's that Einstein time. It, you know, just expands and you're in the moment and you could feel like it goes on forever. What activities make you lose track of time in that way? And what would a friend who loves you, has your back, or a family member that loves you and has your back say that you excel at, that you're exceptional at, okay? So as for passions, you know, they're the things that you would do happily and never sort of be paid for them. You'd do them all day, every day, even if it becomes a little bit difficult, you still got the juice there to work through it. These are passions, okay? So have a look at that and make a list of things that you... This doesn't even have to be any logical sense in it. Maybe you're just passionate about... butterflies, you know, and at every opportunity you go to a butterfly house or you collect them or you go looking for them. There doesn't have to be a logical reason for it. Just write them down. Okay, so now you've got skills, you've got strengths, you've got passions. And the sweet spot is where they all overlap. Okay, that really indicates not just your purpose, but what's your purpose built for, okay? So your core values guide your GPS decisions every day to make you feel in that alignment of what you truly value. And then your skills, passions, and strengths shape the way you show up in the world and start to define that purpose and sort of filter it into a direction. So now you've learnt, or now you've discovered some of these tools, it's time to take action. If you're a member of Truth Bombs and Tea, you know that it's great to learn things, but it's more important to do the things. So let's not get stuck in analysis paralysis. Those exercises that I shared with you are not meant to be perfected. They're meant to be done. And done is much better than perfectly incomplete, guys. So take those core values and put them on post-it notes or print out a beautiful printable. The post-it notes can go on your bathroom mirror, your phone wallpaper, whatever you see consistently. And then every morning, or at least on a regular basis, you'll be reminded of these values so that you can make decisions that are confident and in alignment with what truly matters to you. Next, you're going to create some milestones and timeline them, okay, and give them some small action plan steps. This is the execution part. So when we say, oh, next week I will do X, that next week never comes, right? But if you say, on next Monday at 10 a.m., I'm going to do X and Y, and they're specific, measurable, and has a timeline to it, it's 99% more likely you're going to do it, okay? So, for example, if you say community impact and, you know, contributing to others is important, you don't just say, oh, you know, I'm going to help somebody next week. You will say, I'm going to sign up for Meals on Wheels and I'm going to do it once a month on a Saturday. Also, find somebody, if you're really determined and you're really serious about feeling more fulfilled and on purpose, have a buddy that's accountable, that you hold yourself accountable to. It's kind of like going to the gym. You could skip it yourself. You could roll over and hit the alarm and snooze it. But when you're supposed to meet your friend there, you don't put it off. You do it. And that's what the role of an accountability buddy is. So have someone who loves you but lovingly will kick your ass, okay, if you don't get these things done. Not someone who's going to enable you and say, oh, you know, that's fine. You've had a busy week. You want that friend who says, yeah, your week's been busy, but your purpose is more important. And you told me that you really were committed to this. So did you do the thing that you said you were going to do? Okay, you want somebody like that. So that's how we find our purpose, and that's how we execute our purpose and refine our purpose. So with those exercises and the tips that I just gave you, you can go forward and really feel more in the pocket, more like who you really are, and show up a little bit bigger, a little bit brighter. And that's the whole point of living, and that is to, or for me anyway, and I'd love to hear your comments, to live not just a longer life, but a deeper and wider life, to experience what you possibly can, to give of yourself, firstly to yourself and then to others, okay? You may even like to create a little vision board. That's a little bonus tip for you, but not those sort of pretty curated ones that are unrealistic, but the images that really speak to you, that motivate you, that stir your heart and your soul, and that really, you know, punch you in the gut, so to speak, that means something to you. And that could go really well with your post-it notes, okay? You want powerful imagery, powerful action in order to really get in alignment with your purpose and have one that engages you, excites you, and makes you feel proud every day. So, beautiful. Let's go forward and find our purpose. Thanks for listening. And until next time, let's make the rest of your life the very best of your life.